Okay, today is question answer section. I believe you have many questions to ask, but before you ask, I think one question you are sure to ask. Before you ask, I tell first. When you go back home, how much time I should spend for my meditation? How long I should sit? Okay, when you go back home, if you want to maintain your concentration, 2 hours in the day. If you cannot sit one stretch, 2 hours, then 1 hour morning, 1 hour evening. I will recommend you, while doing formal sitting on a cushion, practice pure concentration. Then while you are moving around in your daily life, practice what I share with you, moment to moment practice. But in order to keep up with moment to moment practice, if you don't sit on a cushion for 1 or 2 hours a day, you cannot. Your concentration is not because you don't cultivate concentration in everyday life, you are unable to aware fast enough the various mental state that arise in your mind when there is impingement on the senses. Without concentration, you may aware it after some time. You may put into action already, you may act already. Then only you realize. Then you become, you remorse. Remorse what you have done. Remorse itself is very unwholesome mental state. Therefore, in order for you to have quick mindfulness, sharp mindfulness, to be aware what is arising at this moment and contemplate impermanence of all the mental state, or investigate cause and effect, or contemplate non-self, see them as a mental factor, not a self, you need concentration. That's one thing. Another thing you need is constantly listen to the Dharma talk, so that you will not become forgetful. Because ordinary person's mind, their memory is very short. Listen one time, you cannot remember. And also listen to Dharma talk is to inspire you to go forward again and again. If you don't listen, then there's no inspiration. Then your practice becomes stagnant because there's no motivation, no inspiration. So listen to the talk and choose the correct one, what you need most. Or you can read sutta, because some of the sutta are very difficult to understand without practical experience. But talks, because having been explained by the teacher, it becomes more easy to understand. If you like to listen to my talk, you can go to my website. I have tons of talks, and you choose what you like. Okay. So this regular meditation, regular listen to the talk, is a too important factor to push you forward. If not, now you may start to plan. Oh, now when go back, I want to sit 2 hours a day. After 2 weeks, 3 weeks, no, effort go down. Now everybody start to plan already. I'm going to have turning point after when I go back home. After 2 weeks, you see, all your plan, all, it will not last. Therefore, when it does not last, you have to come back to retreat again. Therefore, constantly go for retreat is useful. Okay, this is what I want to say. Any other question you want to ask? Okay.
How was your retreat?
What do you mean?
In terms of, like, what did you learn? How was your experience here? I'm kind of curious from the teacher perspective, what they...
Here?
Yeah.
How do I feel about all of you?
Well, yeah. Personally, you know, what did the teacher's insights, and what did you learn at retreat?
Oh, this is very personal. This is very personal. This is very personal. But what I think about you, okay, not my insight.
Don't for that.
I think all of you are doing a good job, huh? Very mindful, persistent effort, and very receptive. Especially, I'm very satisfied while you, the way you pay your attention while listening to talk. You listen very attentively. This is very, very important. Listening to Dhamma talk attentively and respectfully is one of the factors, one of the factors to become stream enterer. And another factor is associate with the wise person. Because when you associate with wise person, then you have the chance, you have the chance, chances, no, to expose to inspiring talk that move you forward. So, and many of you have seen the light, you know, which I feel very satisfied. And your level of understanding of the Dhamma is also quite high. If not, you cannot understand my talk. my talk is not, it sounds very simple, you know, people can understand, but to achieve that state is not simple. But it seems that you all can understand well. That pleased me, make me happy. Okay, what else? My insight, I from time to time I will share, but I will not tell today. Okay. Yep.
First, two brief comments.
Okay, that's all for today. Let us recite the last
sadhu.
One.
Sadhu. Sadhu.
There's one transfer of merit. Nah? For this 9 days retreat, we have accumulated so much merit. So in Asia, we used to do transfer of merit.